The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our encouragement talk tonight will be offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Michael Herzog.
At this very moment, your own wonderful function is no different from the wonderful function of the masters and the Buddhas. It's only because you lack confidence that you seek something outside of you. At this very moment, your own wonderful function is no different from the wonderful function of the masters and the Buddhas. It is only because you lack confidence that you seek something outside of you. Today, Melissa Roshi and David Roshi gave a talk centered around this word confidence. Now, if you had a difficult time getting your arms around this term, as I have, I think there's a good reason for that. Typically in this Western competitive culture, we hear the word confidence and we tend to think a self-assuredness about our ability to do something. And that is the meaning, that is a meaning, the word confidence. But Lin Ji's word confidence, I believe, is much, much broader than that. Lin Ji's confidence is a state of certainty about what is true, about the truth. So what is true? What is the truth? Well, it's Tom's delicious potato leek soup. It's Carolyn's quiver. It's Laura and Austin's anniversary sushi dinner on the couch. It's Alan's bird nest up the tree. And in his apartment. It's Barry's upside-down nut hatch. And Celia's house cleaning and ending of house cleaning. And it's Don's little blade of grass changing color in the late afternoon sun. It's your own wonderful function arising in this moment in absolute perfection, regardless of what you may think or feel about it. And how do we seek this truth? Well, Lin Ji's pretty clear. Do nothing. Do nothing. An obvious paradox, because here I am speaking. Here you are listening. We've dedicated 3 days to Sesshin, doing all sorts of things. Zen teachings are paradoxical because life is paradoxical. But life is really only a paradox when you try to grapple with it with your discerning mind. When life is lived directly, it's not a paradox. On Friday evening, Bob Sensei gave a wonderful talk and this great encouragement for all of us to see if we could approach our days and our practice with a beginner's mind. And it's a wonderful practice. And it's obvious that many of you have been doing that. But I want to point something out that is not just a technique. It's not some trick in the mind that says, oh, I'm just going to pretend like I'm a beginner here and see what happens. You are a beginner. You are born into this very moment. And this very moment, your life co-arises. And it's this confidence that Linji speaks about that allows you to see that. And the good news is you have all the confidence you need. Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher, said that no one ever steps into the same river twice because the river's never the same and the person's never the same. And that goes for rivers of water and rivers of life. One of my most memorable moments in Sesshin, in past Sesshins, where we've met in person, has been at the end of the day in the evening. There was a night chant we used to do where someone would go out of the zendo and say some very profound words. And tonight I'm going to recite those because for me they really stuck and they had a real lasting impact on me. And as I recite these words, my encouragement to you is to listen with the confidence that Linji's speaking of. Listen with your heart mind for the truth. Here they are. Life and death are of supreme importance. Time passes quickly and opportunity is lost. Let us awaken. Awaken. Take heed. Do not squander your life. Do not squander your life. Take good care, Bodhisattvas.